Yes, we have the five lean principles, but I think that most of you now know them. So I'll try to ask you questions instead of going through this. But value for customer. We discussed customer. What do you mean? What do you think about customer on a farm? If you see the value chain, the value chain is from what you would call from earth to table, from ground to table, and you produce. I need to take this. You produce feed in the field, silage. You give it for the cows, and then you bring it into the barn, and then you take the milk. And you take the manure and bring the manure back to the field. So that is a value chain. And you can cut this value chain into pieces. That's number two. And then we can go deeper into this. And what we mapped as a value chain Tuesday was how to mix the feed. He took the feed from the piles. And then we followed his steps around on the farm to the feed it was placed on the feeding table. And then we discussed a lot of waste. We made some green notes of how he had some waste there, so he can work on that. But he had three tractors, for example, for mixing this feed. And three tractors, well, why that? Well, because the grip was going to take the old silage, because he had silage from 2 years back, was to be cut. And this cutter couldn't fit the normal loader. So he had a special tractor with this. And then they... Behind the silo, they cut the old silage and brought it into the front. And then they had the tally loader to take the other parts. And then he had a tractor before the mixer wagon. So three machines running. And normally, it was not so long as when we were there. But he spent 2 hours. They were running for 2 hours. Even some of the time was waiting time because the vet was there and we couldn't feed the cows immediately. But it was very time spending. And money was running. Cost was running on this machinery. So you can say if you have one machine running 2 hours extra for 365 days, it's about 700 hours a year without any benefit. So of course it's a cost. So this one, the value stream, farmers have sometimes difficulties in see the value stream. How about you? Could you mention me a value stream as an example?
Somewhere.
Just one. Somewhere.
For example, feeding the cows.
Yes.
So starting from the silo into the on the way up to the cows.
Yes, you are bringing value to the feed by mixing it after a recipe, and you are bringing value to this mix by bringing it in front of the cows. Yes. Could you give any examples of when you are doing something that give no value?
It's almost every year.
Yes?
The cost of leaves is to be breaking fences. They are too smart to notice that there is no electricity.
I could now demonstrate a tool in Lean, we call it 5 whys. And you can Google it and get lots of examples. So now I'll try to ask you why 5 times. Why is there no electricity? What? Bad?
Electricity isn't running properly.
Why is it not running properly?
Long fences, like distance is long, also like plants growing and touching.
Why are the plants growing and touching? I know why they are growing, but why are they touching? Yes. Why is electricity strong enough?
Because there are limitations on those nowadays, on those boxes which are generating these electricity pulses for those things, and they are not enough for phones. It's not really like step back or when they touch it. And then also this plant.
And you create non-value adding activities because you don't have time, you are behind time. So you'll have to improve the process of cutting grass and make it more efficient, maybe. I saw a cutter for that on YouTube or Facebook the other day. It was, maybe you know it, but it was a triangle like this, and it could do so. So when you were driving along the fence, this arm swift for every, what do you call this, wooden? Yeah. So you drive it, it took the grass and then swift around again. So you were just going fast along the fence.
I did something better.
But you know now that you have some green notes here. You'll have to improve your cutting in some way, even more effective ways, or put more time in it. And you make some improvements on the fencing too. So that's one example of how to go into it. Not just say, we don't have time. And we are working all day and we can't do anymore. And then when you're saying this, you are producing non-value adding time. So, yes, thank you. I'm sorry. This one is about keeping the flow. When you're planning processes, you need to keep the flow, and it's very important. You know when the flow stops, it takes some time to get it go again. So when you do that, you are spending time in a wrong way too. And this one is changing from push to pull. Elena, could you please tell your situation with the 10 heifers? You make a push production because you are producing 35 heifers every year, but you only need 25. But still, you are pushing them, the 10 extra, you're pushing them at least 15 months into the production. So that's what I call push production. Yes? I explained it. Okay. I can show you this one, a slide over here from McDonald's, you know. They are just making one burger when one is sold. They have this one here. When one burger is sold, one is produced. One is sold, one is produced. And really what you're doing is that you're producing 10 more. And when they need to be sold, or they are pressing out in the barns, like if she had produced 200 burgers in the afternoon, and at 10 o'clock she had to sell them cheap or give it away or something just to get rid of it. So it's just waste. And it will be push production. So try to plan not to produce more than you need. If you need 25 heifers, concentrate on picking the best 25 when they are about a few months, when you can sell the rest to others who are specialists in raising heifers. So you can slim or lean your production to be only what you need. And if you are lack of feed this year, you had only 50% of the feed this year because of the weather condition. Then it's very important, because if you have too many animals, then you're going to buy expensive feed. So it's to be not to produce more than you are sure you can sell. And the last one is this one, is to involve the staff in continuous improvement and always think continuous improvement, even if it's very small steps. Sometimes you have a problem, you think it's huge, I can't, it's the quality of the fence, money. We can't do that. Then make small improvements. All time, make small improvements. Even you are not eating the whole elephant in one day, you're taking small pieces. So that's the way to work. Yes? This farmer here, he had a manager who were that kind of management style where he had a mobile phone and the employees called him. He liked it very much. Every morning he said, you're doing this, you're doing this, and then come back to me. And there was a mess, and firefighting, he loved it. He was really active and fun, and things were going. But there was a lot of firefighting, a lot of waste of time. So the owner of this farm, he wanted to buy one more. But of course, this type of leadership couldn't manage one more farm because he was stuck up in one farm. He was the bottleneck. Everything was around him. If people asked him questions, he had solutions. If a guy called him and said, well, this is broken, what shall I do? You should take this red one up there and I'll come and help you. They didn't learn to think their own solutions. Right. So we made a structure on this farm. We went work planning and we made training of this manager. So he asked questions. If a guy called him and said, this is broken, what to do? Then he said, describe for me what is on the phone. Describe for me what's happened. Then he described, this is broken, there, no. What do you think could help? It's a tool called 3C. What do you think will be the possible countermeasure? And he said, yes, you can do this, and you can do that, and you can do that. And what do you prefer? Well, I would suggest this. Okay, try it. So by asking these three questions, he trained the employees to think themselves, think solutions all the time. So you can Google 3C too, and you will get this method. So we made the structure, and we made this manager using it, and they saved a lot of hours. They were not firing anyone, but they had a lot of men coming in. So they saved money. trained the employees to think themselves, think solutions all the time. So you can Google 3C too, and you will get this method. So we made the structure, and we made this manager using it, and they had, they saved a lot of hours. They were not firing anyone, but they had a lot of men coming in. So they saved money.